Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
We've got a congressman on the phone, so let's rush to him and talk to him now. It's Representative Andy Harris. He's from the Maryland's First, which covers the eastern shore of Maryland. And Congressman, thanks for joining us today. This is a good day to have you because we want to talk a little bit about this budget proposal that was debuted yesterday by the White House and Mick Mulvaney, who rolled it out and said that they're going to go after welfare a bit, but the hope is that they're going to basically means test welfare and they're going to get people on it that need to be on it. But people that are on it that don't should get out, and they can they think they can balance the budget, make this thing work in about 10 years.
Sure. No, it's a great start. It's nice to have a president who actually submits a budget that actually balances, which the last administration never did. And, only in this town can you talk a decrease in the rate of increase as a cut. Which is what the this budget proposes Medicaid increases. They just aren't as steep as what is projected, and everyone calls that a cut, but that's just not true.
Conservatives for the longest time have always focused on the three main drivers of government spending, the Social Security, the Medicare, the Medicaid, those key entitlements as being places that need to be trimmed back. But it looks like there's not a lot to do with in this budget in terms of touching those areas. Did you wish it went farther, or do you feel like it's appropriate, this proposal?
Well, there certainly is in Medicaid. I mean, we certainly reform it, and we decrease the rate of growth of Medicaid, and that's important.
Yes.
Because Medicaid was the most rapidly expanding entitlement once Obamacare was established. So, reining that in is important. And again, it's not cutting Medicaid. It's actually just decreasing its rate of growth. The president promised that he was not going to touch Social Security and Medicare. So I think that budget reflects that promise. At some point, obviously, we have to deal with younger Americans and what Social Security and Medicare looks like for them when they retire, because if we don't deal with it, it will be much, much less in Medicare and Social Security for younger Americans. So we have to do that reform at some point, but the president obviously doesn't want to tackle it this early in his first term.
Congressman Harris, in order for the budget numbers to work as the administration is proposing, they have to hit this very ambitious 3% growth mark. And some of the critics have looked at this and questioned whether that's possible. Do you think that 3% growth is realistic? And if the economy falls short, do you still see the budget balancing?
Well, it's absolutely realistic. You know, we've gotten used to a new normal of sub 2% growth. When the historic growth after World War II, up until the Obama decade, was 3%. So there's no reason to believe we can't get back to that growth. And if anyone can get us there, it's a person who knows how businesses operate and flourish, like Mr. Trump, understanding that we have to cut and simplify our tax code, and then we have to cut back regulations that are stifling businesses. Again, it's very disappointing that the people inside the Beltway just feel that 2% is the new normal. And there's just no reason to believe that. It's the greatest country in the world, and entrepreneurs from around the world still come to this country because with the belief that if you work hard and you try, you can succeed. And that kind of attitude gets you, growth rates that are higher than European socialist economies. So we shouldn't settle for that.
You know, Congressman, it's one thing for the White House to propose a budget. It's quite another for the Congress to do something about it. We're hearing from people this morning. Here's Bulldog6 on Twitter says, the Congress cannot walk and chew gum at the same time. They haven't even begun the FY18 budget. All we'll get is more CRs and then an omnibus. What do you think? Is there a chance that Congress is actually going to be able to pick this thing up and run with it? Or is this just another sort of pie-in-the-sky hopeful thing that we'll never see resolution in the Congress?
Well, we'll certainly, I sit on the Appropriations Committee, we're certainly going to pass appropriations bills. Now, if we whether or not we have time, because, again, this is a change in president, so there is a delay. When a new president comes in, there's a delay in the president's submission of the budget.
Yes.
That kind of compresses our time frame for Congress to take action before the next fiscal year begins. So it's very possible that in the end we'll deal with an omnibus bill, but there'll be founded on individually passed appropriations bills. So Congress will do what it needs to do. And in the end, if we have to combine several or all of them together, then, you know, so be it. I think next year we hit the ground running. Again, it won't be the first year of a presidential term. We'll have the president's budget much earlier, and we'll be able to hopefully go through the normal appropriations process next year.
So what, just to give, for the layman out there, what are the next steps that the Congress is going to take on this budget? So now the White House has presented it. Now what happens in the Capitol?
Well, what happens is the House and Senate pass their own budget document, hopefully. If not, we can work off a framework that the House and Senate will use to set the numbers for spending, and then we will proceed and mark up appropriations bills. I think the goal that the president set, which is to actually say that the federal government should balance its budget like 49 out of 50 states have to do,
yes,
and every family and every business, that's totally reasonable. And you know, it's about time the American taxpayer, and it's not even the current American taxpayer, it's really our children and grandchildren who this debt is going to be forced upon. It's about time, you know, we do the right thing and say that the federal government actually has to balance its budget at some point and make the tough spending decisions, just like every family and business have to do, and 49 out of 50 states.
Congressman, as you go through this budget and you proceed with a new framework and you look at what tough decisions to make, there's a provision that's drawn some criticism in the president's budget, and that's the paid family leave program that's going to incur a $25 billion cost over 10 years if it's left intact. Do you think that's something that would survive in this Republican Congress?
I think that's aspirational on the part of the president. Obviously, the president feels that at some point, the president's budget is an aspirational document. At some point, we need to balance the budget. At some point, we should consider paid family leave. But I don't think we're going to add any expenses, and I'll put it in quotes, any new entitlements to the federal budget when we're still running a $500 billion budget deficit. But I think at some point, again, this just says this is one of the president's priorities. When we can, and the House and Senate feel we can afford it, at that time maybe we'll go forward, but I don't think we're going to go forward with it now. There's just no money in the till. Look, if states want to do it, then let states do it. States have balanced budget amendments. They balance their budget. If they want to provide, for instance, if they want to provide, continue the Medicaid expansion, then by all means, have them do it. But don't make the federal government pay 90% of it, which is what we said in the American Health Care Act.
All right, thanks, Representative Andy Harris, with a warm welcome this morning to the Trump budget proposed yesterday, and Congress is going to get to work on it. Thank you, sir, for stopping by Mornings on the Mall.
Thank you.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.